Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 213 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 23rd of March 2025. Hello again. Last night I was in Yorkshire, where Ewan was playing at the Malcolm Brown Memorial Dance, so I thought I would take that as today's theme. The evening kicked off, as we will, with Hooper's Jig, for which there are over 20 distinct recordings. But as you might expect, my favourite is from Marian Anderson and her band, on their St Bernard's Waltz CD. Thank you. tune for Hooper's Jig is Peter's Peary Boat by Tom Anderson, and Marion followed that with The Kesh Jig, Dusty Windowsills by John Harling, Simon Thaumier's Jig by John McCusker, Ally Bally, Thunderhead by Gray Larson, Willie Walsh's Jig, and finishing with The Boys of Ballymote. An 8x32 bar reel on the programme last night was The Dancing Man by Roy Goldring, and this certainly could have described Malcolm, though the dance was actually dedicated to Bob Campbell of Ontario. Keeping up that connection, we will hear Bobby Frew's version rather than Muriel Johnston's, who recorded for many of Roy Goldring's dances, or Andrew Lyons, who recorded for the RSCDS second graded book. Thank you. Bobby Frewfour, based in Canada, played Bob Campbell by Muriel Johnston, and three traditional tunes, Forecastle, The Natal Day, and Albert's Hornpipe for The Dancing Man. None of the eight-time Strathspeys on the programme particularly stood out for me, so I have chosen the dance which Malcolm Brown devised for the York 70th anniversary, called Platinum Celebrations. The dance has the movement in which I and Judith Kowalski both use, and Malcolm calls chase and turn. The first eight bars, ones go on a walkabout, to finish facing each other between the twos. In the chase and turn movement, ones and twos, singularly, dance forward passing two people right shoulder, turn about, and, while ones set, twos turn right hand to face each other, between the ones. Then, repeat, except that after the ones pass each other in the centre, they dance down to face between the threes. Repeat those eight bars with the threes, with ones finally crossing up right hand to second place for six hands round and back. No recording yet for this dance, so what to choose? After the last dance, and its connection with Bob Campbell, I discovered an 8x32 bar Strathspey by John Drury called Bob Campbell, and here the music is played by the Pinewoods Musicians in 2010. Those four tunes from the 2010 Pinewoods Musicians were John Robertson by Bobby McLeod, Sweetness of Mary by Joan MacDonald Bowes, Callum's Road by Donald Shaw, and Miss Irene Fiddler's Strass Bay by Christopher Blair. Now, Malcolm and Helen's two sons, Duncan and Alistair, are also prolific dance devisers, and so no tribute programme would be complete without hearing from them. Possibly Duncan's most famous dance, and certainly my favourite jig, is the Checkered Court. And once again, here are Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band from their only RSCDS album, Book 42, the 70th St Andrews Summer School. lead tune for the Chequered Court is Lady Charlotte Murray's favourite jig by Neil Gow. Then Donald Ridley's compliments to Colin Dewar, Coldingham by Muriel Johnston, and Margaret and Jim Dewar by Colin Dewar. Next, a dance by Malcolm, but not one from last night's dance. This is a medley, devised for demonstration purposes. A four-couple, long-wise set, twice in Strathspey and twice in real time. It is called Boxing the Compass. For the music, I have chosen the Dewhursts playing The Iron Man. Three Scott Skinner tunes, The Iron Man, Castle Spiney, and The Queen's Welcome to Invercord, played by Chris Dooley and Nick Dewhurst. The Wild Geese was on the programme last night, but Malcolm devised a five-couple dance called Chasing the Wild Goose, in which twos and fours are the dancing couples, and at the end of bar 24 you have a new partner. The track Malcolm recommends is a 5x32 bar Wild Geese recording by Bobby Crowe and his band. Thank you. lead tune is Mrs. Macpherson of Cluny by Joseph Lowe, and then some traditional airs played by Bobby Crowe and his Scottish Dance Band. Alistair Brown has recently had a three-couple Strathspey published in the Glasgow 100th collection called the Athenaeum, which was the venue of the first meeting of the Scottish Country Dance Society in November 1923. In the dance, the ones have a solo for eight bars to return to place, then ones and twos change places with the rows progression, six hands round and back, then three couples set and rotate to finish 3-1-2. The music for this collection is by Martin Skeen's band and is only available as an MP3 download. Martin Skeen's band played Delaverd Brig by Angus Cameron, Rannachan by Angus Grant, and John Stephen of Chance Inn by Angus Fitchett for Alistair Brown's dance, The Athenaeum. Our next dance from the programme is the jig Follow Me Home. I'm sure there will be a story attached to that. The dance is by Ellie Briscoe and published by the RSCDS in Book 38. This is Robert Whitehead's version from his Strictly Scottish Volume 2 CD. Thank you. Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band played Miss Catherine Stewart Petivache by William Marshall, the traditional Wee Murdy, Dersuth End by Willie Hunter, and Woodhaven Pier by David Finlay for Follow Me Home. West's Hornpipe is an old dance, originally published in 1797 and adopted by the RSCDS in 1965. Not surprisingly, therefore, there are at least 12 distinct recordings, and the choice was difficult, with so many great hornpipes to choose between. Today, we'll hear the Deirdre Adamson Quartet. Tune for West's Hornpipe is Robertson's Hornpipe, and then Deirdre played the Cambridge Hornpipe, the Don Hornpipe, and Kirk's Hornpipe. A Strathspey by Helen Brown, published in the Branch 40th book, is the Friday class. This three-couple set dance includes the circulating Allemande, and then finishes with Corners Pass and Turn. Another dance without a recording, so this is David Hall and his band from Real Friends 2. Thank you. David Hall played the Gordonian Strathspey by Pat Clark and two traditional tunes, McFedrin Strathspey and Clan Monroe. Our final two dances are both by Malcolm Brown. The jig Links with St. Petersburg reflects Malcolm's enthusiasm and drive, which established SCD in Russia. The dance was adopted by the RSCDS for Book 46, for which Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band recorded the CD. Kenny Thompson played three William Marshall tunes for links with St. Petersburg, the Kragelicki Lasses, Miss Gordon of Park, and Miss Hannah of Elgin. And our final dance is 40 and Counting, written for the York and Humberside Branch 40th anniversary and demonstrated at their joint ball in 2015. I was there, and we then had a quick lesson from Malcolm before making up sets to dance it. The set I was in did manage it 8 times through, but the chaperone chain progression on the diagonals is a challenge. I was very pleased when the dance was adopted by the RSCDS in Book 49, not least because we got the great music of Jim Lindsay, but also because otherwise I'm sure the dance would have sunk without trace as deemed to be not a social dance, a dreadful epithet for any dance. Enjoy Jim Lindsay's band playing The Earl of Seafield's Reel by Donald Grant and three of Muriel Johnston's tunes, One for All, Two for One, and A Berwick Braveheart. again next week for another programme from the Sunday Class Dance. Bye!